Hey, AI gang, welcome back to the Full Stack AI Podcast, where we're like the tech support NPCs fixing your bugs so you can get back to scrolling through those memes in peace. I'm your host, Seb Salois, founder of Full Stack AI and Brigade Web. Today, we're diving into some pretty exciting stuff. We're talking about something that might sound a bit bizarre, AI hallucinations. We'll break down what they are, why they happen, and how we can handle them. Plus, we'll cover some intriguing AI news, from Snapchat's new AI features to Elon Musk's latest warnings about AI. So what exactly is an AI hallucination? Imagine you're dreaming. Everything seems real, but when you wake up, you realize it was all made up. That's what AI does sometimes. It makes things up that sound real, but aren't. Weird, right? First, let's talk about gaps in training data. Picture this. AI learns from tons of stuff on the internet, but if the info it learns from is missing pieces or just plain wrong, the AI tries to fill in the blanks. And guess what? It often guesses wrong. It's like trying to complete a jigsaw puzzle with pieces from another box. The picture just doesn't make sense. When AI doesn't have the right pieces, it just makes up stuff to fit the gaps. Next up, overly creative patterns. AI loves patterns. It looks for them everywhere. But sometimes it gets too creative. It starts making up stuff that sounds right but isn't. Imagine it trying to fit puzzle pieces together that don't belong just to make a complete picture. It's like your friend who tells a story and adds extra details to make it sound better, entertaining but not always accurate. Now, let's talk about the generative nature of AI. AI, like ChatGPT, is designed to create text that flows nicely. But when it's stuck, it might just make up a story that sounds good but has no real basis. It's like your friend who tells tall tales, fun to listen to, but you know they're not always true. Ambiguous questions are another culprit. When you ask a vague question, the AI tries to cover all possible bases. This can lead to answers that are all over the place, some of which are just plain wrong. It's like asking someone what their favorite food is, and they list every dish they've ever heard of. The AI doesn't know exactly what you want, so it gives you everything it can think of. Lastly, we have algorithmic biases. Sometimes the way AI is built makes it lean towards certain info, leading to off-base answers. It's like having a friend who's always biased towards their favorite team, no matter what. The AI has its own biases based on how it was trained. So how do we tame this AI hallucination beast? Here's the scoop. First, better training data. Feeding AI more accurate and complete info can help it make fewer blunders. Think of it like giving someone a full set of puzzle pieces instead of a half-finished one. The more complete the info, the less likely the AI is to guess wrong. Next, smarter algorithms. We need to develop sharper AI brains to handle tricky questions better. It's like giving our friend better tools to make sure their stories are accurate. Smarter AI means fewer mistakes. Human checks are crucial. Having real people review what AI says can catch those wacky errors before they reach you. It's like having a fact checker for our tall tale telling friend. Humans can spot mistakes that AI might miss. And then there's transparency. Knowing how AI works and its limits helps you understand and trust it more. It's like understanding that your friend loves to embellish stories, so you take everything with a grain of salt. If we know AI's limits, we can use it more effectively. Now, as a user, there are a few things you can do to handle AI hallucinations. Always verify the information provided by AI, especially if it seems off. Use reliable sources to confirm facts. It's like being a detective and verifying the clues you get. Don't take everything at face value. Try to ask precise and clear questions. The more specific you are, the less likely the AI is to go off track. It's like giving clear directions to a friend who easily gets lost. The clearer you are, the better the answer you'll get. If the AI gives you incorrect info, give feedback. This helps improve its responses over time. It's like correcting your friend so they don't repeat the same mistake. Your feedback helps make the AI smarter. Treat AI as a helpful assistant, not the ultimate authority. Use it to gather ideas or perform tasks, but rely on your judgment and other reliable sources for critical decisions. It's like using your friend's stories as inspiration, but not taking them as gospel. So, there you have it. AI hallucination is like a glitch in the matrix where AI makes up stuff. By using better data, smarter tech, and a bit of human touch, we can cut down on these mistakes and make AI more reliable. Thanks for tuning in. But before we wrap up, let's dive into this week's AI news. Some really interesting stuff has been happening. First up, let's talk about Snapchat. They've just rolled out a new on-device AI model. This is really exciting because it means you can change your background and even your clothing in real time based on a text prompt. Imagine you're at home in your pajamas, but you want to look like you're at a fancy party. Just type in a prompt like fancy party, and Snapchat will transform your background to a glamorous ballroom and change your outfit to a snazzy suit or a beautiful dress. It's a fun and interactive way to use AI, and I'm curious to see how creative people will get with this new feature. It's not just about filters anymore, it's about transforming your entire look on the fly. Next, we've got some news from McDonald's. They've been experimenting with AI at their drive-thrus, but it looks like it didn't go as planned. McDonald's announced that they're giving up on the AI drive-thru feature just a few years after introducing it. The idea was to use AI to take orders and speed up the drive-thru process, but there were issues with accuracy. The AI sometimes got orders wrong or had trouble understanding customers, especially with background noise or accents. It seems like the technology just wasn't up to the task of handling the complexity of human speech in a noisy environment. This is a reminder that while AI can do a lot, it's not always the perfect solution for every situation. Sometimes a human touch is still needed. Now onto something a bit more serious. There's growing concern about how deepfakes and AI could affect US elections. Analysts are warning that the ability to create and share false information quickly and convincingly could really mess with public trust. Imagine seeing a video of a politician saying something outrageous, only to find out later it was completely fake. Deepfakes can be incredibly convincing, and with social media, these fake videos can spread like wildfire. This could lead to a lack of trust in the information we see and hear, which is crucial for a healthy democracy. It's a big deal because it's not just about technology. It's about how we perceive truth and trust in our society. We need to be aware of this and find ways to combat the spread of misinformation. On a more positive note, MoonHub is making waves in the hiring process with their AI. Nancy Hsu, the founder and CEO, talked about how they're using AI to eliminate racial bias in hiring. This is huge because it means more fair and equitable opportunities for everyone, regardless of their background. Traditional hiring processes can be biased, even unintentionally. By using AI to screen candidates, MoonHub aims to focus on skills and qualifications rather than factors like race or gender. This can help create a more diverse and inclusive workplace. It's a great example of AI being used for good and making a real difference in people's lives. And then there's Elon Musk, always a headline grabber. At the Cannes Lions, he talked about the potential for an AI related global disaster, estimating a 10% to 20% chance. He also doubled down on free speech over advertisers' calls for censorship. Musk's views always spark debate, and this is no different. He's concerned about the potential risks of advanced AI, which he believes could become a major threat if not properly controlled. At the same time, he's a strong advocate for free speech and believes that AI should not be used to censor information, even if it's controversial. It's a reminder of the power and responsibility that comes with developing AI. We need to be cautious and thoughtful about how we use this technology. Lastly, we have news about Ilya Sutskever, the former chief scientist at OpenAI. He's launched a new AI company focused on creating safe, powerful AI systems. Sutskever was integral to improving AI safety at OpenAI, and now he's taking his expertise to a new venture. His new company aims to create AI that is not only powerful, but also safe and aligned with human values. And this is really important because as AI becomes more advanced, we need to make sure it's used responsibly. It's exciting to see what he'll come up with next, especially in the realm of super intelligent AI. This kind of work is crucial for the future of AI and ensuring it benefits humanity. That's it for this week's AI news. Lots of exciting and thought-provoking developments happening. Thanks for tuning in. If you found this episode interesting, don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. Catch you next time on Full Stack AI. Until then, make sure to subscribe to our newsletter and give us a review.